Flood emergency warning for the Mersey River. Evacuate now for Kimberley, Elizabethtown, Mersey Lea, Sunnyside, Railton, Sassafras, Tarleton and surrounds, and Latrobe. And here's Mayor Peter Freshney. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Darren. And that alert has caused us some concern overnight. That is, the alert is for the areas you specified, but it needs to be further enhanced by including low-lying areas or flood-prone areas only. We have had people contact us about evacuating from the areas of Latrobe that don't get flood-affected and won't get flood-affected. But so we are asking that messaging to be changed and updated, and that's happening as we speak. But, yeah, we've got some issues on our hands, that's for sure. We're expecting a peak in the Mersey between 9 and 10 this morning. And the main street of Latrobe is closed on the Latrobe side of the Mersey River Bridge at this stage.
Okay, just repeat that, Peter, please.
So the main street of Latrobe, that is Gilbert Street, is closed due to floodwaters on the Latrobe side of the Mersey River Bridge.
Okay, then. All right, I'm just looking at the tides. So you're expecting a peak at about 10 this morning, yeah?
Yep.
Right, so that's when all that water will arrive. But there's also a high tide at about a quarter to four this afternoon.
But so that's fortunate, Darren, to be fair. It's fortunate not at the same time as the peak flow in the river. But as I say, Latrobe's Gilbert Street is closed, but also the area to the lower end of Latrobe has been inundated. The majority of people have been evacuated. There are still some people down there who have chosen to stay, but the streets and the low-lying areas in and around Bells Parade have been and are still inundated with water.
Yep.
As I say, the main street is closed just above the bridge.
Okay. On that tide, of course, Latrobe's not near the mouth of the Mersey, so it won't be affected as much by tidal water, but certainly Devonport will this afternoon. All right, now, your evacuation centre, so that's at the Memorial Hall?
It is, and that's still open. We catered for seven people overnight. I had others drop in and have a meal and a warm cup of tea or coffee. We're really pleased the majority of people, Darren, relocated to the homes of family or friends. That's a much preferred outcome and probably makes them much more comfortable. But we're just waiting to see what happens this morning, and then hopefully over the next 24 hours or so, the floodwaters will start to recede and we'll see what damage has been incurred. But at this stage, we haven't been made aware of any inundation into the houses as such. That's a bonus, but again, that's not 100% certain, given that some people are still staying in their homes and may have not been able to report that inundation. But hopefully, fingers crossed, we're not going to experience the extent of damage and inundation we experienced in 2016.
Indeed. All right, so that evacuation centre at Latrobe Memorial Hall in Gilbert Street, there's also one at Railton at the Green Shed, which is in Crocker Street, Railton. So there's a website you can go to, and the one that Peter was hoping to be updated, which is the tasalert.com. That's the one, isn't it, Peter?
That's the one, mate. That's the source of truth, and been very active during the night. Also want to touch on, if you've got time, mate, just the work being done by TAS Police. We've had Inspector John King and his crew here at the Latrobe Fire Station overnight. They're running an operations command centre here. We've had crews from the local fire brigade have been outstanding, crews from the SES, from TAS Ambulance, a very well coordinated effort, and they're working tirelessly and they still have crews. We have the Swift Water Rescue crew from the State Surf Life Saving Association. They've conducted one minor rescue this morning. So we've got tremendous resources available here in Latrobe to assist, and we're very, very grateful for that.
Well, there's one thing people in the Latrobe area know about is how to cope with the flood, yeah?
Yeah, we do, mate. Unfortunately, but we also know how to work together cohesively and to care for each other, and that's one of the very strong attributes of this community. So very, very grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the support we've been provided.
All right. Anything else you wanted to mention, Peter?
Just mainly, Darren, to make sure people don't think this is over yet. The weather might be a little bit finer and a little bit drier, but there's still significant issues. We're seeing trees down the crossroads where the ground has been saturated and we get a bit of a breeze and all of a sudden we have trees coming over. So please be careful. Please be cautious. Stay aware of the alerts that are relevant to your local area, and limit your travel as best you can for the next couple of days at least.
All right. Stay safe. I know you're busy. Thanks very much, Peter.
Appreciate your time, Darren. Thank you.